Hello. For the past couple of years, I have written blog posts about a range of different topics and then voice recorded the blog post. I've done this because if someone wanted a different format than the written word, they can sit and listen, and people do that. And it's also quite nice for me because every so often I have a little trip down memory lane. I look back at previous posts and I can read what I've been up to, but I can also listen, and listening elicits different memories than just the written word, so it's quite nice. But I do find that when I am voice recording one of my blog posts, I often end up stumbling over what I am saying because I've written the piece in a way that hopefully is nice to be read, but not necessarily is nice to be spoken. When I do stumble over what I've said, rather than just pausing for a second and then starting, I will instead stop the recording and start completely afresh. And it's almost a little obsession to get it just right. And what I will do is, if there's a little problem, I will stop and re-record. And sometimes I can re-record many, many times. So I've decided to do a bit differently this time and speak what's on my mind. Of course, there are many very interesting topics, but this one is one that I just wanted to get off my mind because it is fresh. It's not necessarily the most interesting for you. So I live in the town of Wellingborough, and it's a place that's close to my heart. I've lived here all my life, except the few years that I lived up at university, and I do really quite like it. And I noticed a couple of weeks ago that my council, so the Borough Council of Wellingborough, had opened as a public consultation their Wellingborough Town Centre Vision Plan. I'm not sure if that made sense, actually, but you get the idea. So they wanted the public's opinion, and I am quite opinionated on these matters. I do a lot of reading about different ways that people get about. I'm quite interested in transport, but also quite interested as well in the local landscape and how people use spaces. And I think that's it's part of the sort of sociological study that I did at uni, and how people's relationship with places and how they use, or how people's lifestyles change. I think that's quite one of my interests. So I, of course, wanted to fill out this response, and I did. It was slightly longer than I planned. I think it ended up around about a dozen pages. So for no moment am I saying, please read every single word, not at all. In fact, you might not want to read it. It's not the best document I've produced by any means. I haven't written a long piece for many years. I just got a couple of ideas, and in this little, I'm going to call this a podcast now, because it is just speaking thoughts that are on my mind. In this piece, I will just summarise a couple of points that I made, and please do have a look. I wanted to make this recording tonight because I wanted to push out there this document. I've got some ideas that I would like to see become a reality. I'm not sure if they will, because they are quite a few of them are quite radical as for the town of Wellingborough. But in this document, I came up first of all with a couple of fresh and new ideas that I had, and then I responded to their documents. And I say their documents, what the Borough Council of Wellingborough had done is they had commissioned a consultancy to come in to the town a couple of years ago and sort of have a look with a fresh pair of eyes at the town and propose some changes. This became the vision document, and it is a shame that it's been 2 years since that happened. I didn't realise that they had done it, and they left it for 2 years. The reason I think they're acting now is that they've realised the time is soon running out before the borough council is dissolved and it becomes a unitary. And when it becomes a unitary, the money that's in the pot at the moment will enter a bigger pot and join the reserves of Corby, Kettering and East North Ants. So I think now is a useful opportunity to either spend the money on measures which will aid the constituents of Wellingborough, or at least commit them to be spent. I mean, if they are committed, if certain things are going to be spent on certain things, if it's committed, then it will be done even if the unitary is in place. So they had commissioned, I think it was Pick Ever, I think is the name of the firm, they produced these two documents. One of the documents was a map, and on this map they had a general overview of the town centre and around about 10 ideas, eight to 10 ideas or so, and a couple of general points as well. And in the large document they expanded on a couple of the sort of individual points made, also summarised it generally. They did note not to overly focus on those individual points, they were just ideas and it was open to be changed, and had a sort of set a couple of short-term wins, medium and long-term wins. I fed back to that document, first of all I started with some new ideas, and there are more of them, but I will just briefly summarise a couple. They were radical for Wellingborough. I did propose to stop through traffic up Sheep Street and Silver Street, and I based it all on every study that had looked at stopping traffic, and it's improved the pedestrian experience, but it's also improved the local economy. And I think it's a moment that it will be very difficult for people to see. I think the moment that there's no cars going up that's up Sheep Street and Silver Street will be incredibly difficult for people to see, but it's one that will massively improve the situation for people walking around the town and shopping and spending money and actually enjoying the experience. The car does cause so many issues. It brings people into the town centre, there is no doubt about that, but by banning them it allows people to linger. They can spend time walking up the street. At the moment, it's not a pleasant place to be. It's not pleasant. It's loud. It's there is air pollution coming from the exhaust and also coming from all the tyre and brake wear. And it's just not very nice. And it's also dangerous as well, because you've got the cars travelling through there at quite speed, and there are people that might want to cross the road. They can't. They have to go to the crossing. So yeah, it's quite radical. I've proposed as well about Cambridge Street becoming a no-through road to make the town more pleasant. With my ideas, a lot of them were completely fresh and completely from my mind, but a few of them were then based as well on reading the document. I had read the document, given a couple of my viewpoints, and I have then gone on to criticise what they had stated. I had focused on the individual points, not massively, but I'd said, well, this is a good idea, this isn't a good idea, and I'd also spoken about the general plan. I am in agreement with their point that Wellingborough needs a USP, it needs a unique selling point, and they stated about making it a green town, and one of the measures is to increase walking and cycling, which I'm in complete agreement with. And they also said about making the town more connected and less disjointed. And a lot of the disjointment comes from the highways. It comes from the cars cutting through up Sheep Street and Shield Street, coming around Castle Way. It does cut off the town. And there are a series of measures that can be taken to make our town centre a better place. So I just wanted to record this piece and push this out there. I did respond to that. And let's hope that a couple of changes can at least happen soon to make the town nicer. Thank you very much for listening, Samuel.